Hey guys, welcome back to the channel. This is Mickey. Today we're going to talk about the CVOST.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing?
I saw the camera. I was just trying to film a video.
First thing we'll talk about is, like, how did you get into riding and what bikes are you coming off of? Like, what's your riding experience like?
Yeah. So, my first bike was a 2004 GSXR and rode that for a while. Then I really, really wanted a Harley. Bought a Sportster.
Nice.
That was the first Harley I bought. And then after that, I just started a collection. I ended up buying an 04 Electra Glide Ultra Classic.
Yep.
And bought two FXRs.
Nice.
And right now I'm coming off of a 2014 Dyna. And got it all decked out with a bunch of thrashing parts.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm coming off of. And yeah.
That's cool. FXRs, Dyna, going to the bagger. What possesses you to go like to the $50,000+ range and not stay in the $30,000 range on a standard? Like, why spend this much money?
Yeah. So my initial purchase was going to be like a standard. The Iron Horse Metallic was a really beautiful color. I saw the CVOs and I thought about, if I'm going to make a purchase, this is going to be my one-time purchase for me. So if I made a purchase, then it was going to be something big.
Buy once, cry once.
Yeah. So that's kind of where this came from. I just wanted everything on it. This is exactly what I was going to do with my bike anyways.
Right.
So, this is it.
Factory paint jobs are hard to beat, man. If you find a really good factory paint job, just get it from the factory, guys. I mean, this is from someone who has an aftermarket paint job that I really, really love. But it's really hard to beat factory paint. Harley is really good with paint. So.
Yeah, this is a beautiful paint job.
Yeah, I agree. This is the best one of the year. No offense to anybody else who has the other two colors. this one is my personal favorite. That's just me.
Mine too.
So, started a collection. Are you going to get more bikes, or is this kind of like a forever bike, and you're just going to ride what you have and enjoy this?
Yeah, this is going to be the forever bike for sure. Probably going to keep most of the bikes I have now.
Yeah.
And just improve on them.
Nice.
Yeah, just suspension and maybe an engine upgrades and stuff like that.
FXRs and Dynas never go out of style.
Yeah, never. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, man. Well, thank you for your business. He drove, 100 miles to get down here?
Yeah, from Ventura County.
Yeah, he's going to break this thing in on the way home. Before we let you go, what is your dad advice? You're a father. I'm a father. What's your dad advice that you can share with our community?
Yeah, my dad advice is the comeback is greater than the setback. Make great choices and listen to your parents.
Definitely. So we definitely got to shout out your son. Your son also rides. He was involved in an accident.
He's
had a couple surgeries. So much love to you. Heal up quickly. And if you need a new bike, you guys can ride down here. We'll get you a new bike.
Yes.
As you know, Marco, I'm all about community. I love people. I love the people in our community. And I believe that community and collaboration are what creates our culture. So who do you have to thank for where you are in life and what got you here buying your dream bike?
Yeah. So... first and foremost, I want to thank God. I want to thank my parents for making the sacrifices that they did. I want to thank the United States Marine Corps for making me the man who I am today.
Thank you for your service, bro.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. I also want to thank my wife and my six kids. You know who you are. So
I'm 6'2".
You do?
Yeah, you know who you are.
That's awesome. Yeah, big family.
Yeah. Most of us are all very, very family-oriented guys. Yeah. And you know, motorcycles are kind of a release to get a reset and get a little mental health check. There's a study out there. I'll put a link to it. But there's a study how a 20-minute motorcycle ride does more for mental health than almost anything else. So get out and ride, guys.
Yes, get out and ride.
But thank you for your business, Marco. Appreciate you, bro.